Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Wednesday, October 4th. We are talking about outsourcing tasks. Not just going to talk about outsourcing overseas. We are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about outsourcing everything you possibly can off of your desk so you can focus on the one thing that makes your agency money, and that is growth. So today's 5-minute daily insurance meditation is sponsored by Capital Premium Financing. These guys are the Mac Daddy of all premium finance companies in the insurance industry. They build customized solutions just for your agency. If you think that some of your vendors are easy to do business with, I want you to go to theinsurancestream.com. I want you to click on services for your agency. I want you to click on premium financing. And then I want you to give Capital Premium Financing a try. And I want you to tell me if they are not the most customer-centric, easy-to-work-with business that you have on your roster. We are going to talk about outsourcing tasks. We're going to talk about payroll. We're going to talk about accounting. We're going to talk about bookkeeping. We're going to talk about advertising. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff. But all of these things are things that, as business owners, a lot of times we think we need to handle them ourselves. I can't afford a payroll person, Abe. I can't afford an advertising person, Abe. Probably the reason you can't afford them is because you're not using them. If you're not using them, you need to. You need to. You don't need to know how to work QuickBooks. You need an accountant that knows how to work QuickBooks, because chances are, even if you learn it, you're probably going to mess something up that you're going to have to pay somebody else to fix anyway. Unless you pay for it on an audit from the IRS, that's probably your choice. Whenever you feel like doing, you can either pay for it on the front and get it done right, or you can pay for it on the back end after you do it wrong. I've made those mistakes myself. That's why I can speak from experience in saying that. I remember when my wife and I started our retail agency years and years ago, and she wanted to get an agency management system. And so we looked at several. I had used Hawksoft before. I love Hawksoft. Shout out to Hawksoft. They are a great company. So we were looking at using these agency management systems, and I forget what Hawksoft was, a couple $100, $200-$300 a month for the number of seats that we needed. And I was using Google Calendars at the time. I was using emails. I was using task reminders, and something, whatever the rendition of Google Workspace kind of was at that point in time, Google Docs, I forget. But I looked at my wife and I said, that's crazy. We can't afford $300 a month for this service. Because I was doing it all myself. And in a way, that's kind of outsourcing. It's kind of not. But the premise is the same. The amount of time you spend, the amount of efficiency it will bring to your business, the amount of time you can spend prospecting, calling new leads, calling people back. Hey, Joe, do you know any other people that do what you do that I could give a quote to, because I'm looking to grow my business? They're going to give you referrals. Spend your time doing that. Don't spend your time doing the things that you could pay somebody else to do. Another story, this kind of ties in with Viva Virtual Assistants, the sponsor of today's show. But years ago, we were looking for somebody to do this checklist stuff in our office. And kind of a mundane job. Not a job that, you put out online, you put on Indeed, you put on wherever you put your job postings on. You don't get a lot of applicants. The people you do get, maybe there's misspellings on their resumes. I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. You guys all know this stuff. And I couldn't find anybody to do this checklist. Nobody in my office had time to do it. So I started researching outsourcing places online. Started looking for somebody for a virtual assistant to come in and do these jobs. And it took 3 or 4 people to find the right fit for our office. But we found somebody, and his name's John, and he was so great. He was so detailed. He was so good. He was always eager to work. I'm done with this. Can you give me something else? And it was like, dude, that guy's fast. And he is still with our company. We still have a contractual relationship with him to this day. This has been years. It actually, we sold the company that he worked at. And I took the time to go to the new owners and go, hey, are you going to be using this virtual assistant? Because the people that bought us, they had their own virtual call center overseas that they owned. So they didn't need, my guy as a one-off. He was in a different country. And they said, at the end of the transition period, he can come work for you. And I said, okay, well, that sounds like a deal to me. So he came, post-transition, came with us, and he's still with us to this day. So, the outsourcing thing, it gets a bad rap, but it's really a phenomenal thing. And again, give a shout out to our sponsor of this episode, Viva Virtual Assistants. You can go to vivavs.com, check them out. But the long and short of this daily insurance meditation, anything you can, payroll, website hosting and maintenance, even blogging, social media, you know, a lot of these things are best performed by the people that do this for a living. It may be a little bit more upfront for you to have them handle it rather than you handle it yourself, but you will make way more money in the long run, I promise you. Thank you so much for joining me on this daily insurance 5-minute meditation.